Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
Coming to you live today from Banger Sports Shop in the beautiful South Jersey Shooting Club in Winslow, New Jersey, Anthony.
Yes, can you look at the turnout for Evan Knappen's book signing?
That's not for Knappen.
Oh, no, that's at Knappen's book signing and the grand opening of Banger Sports Shop, which is attached to the South Jersey Shooting Club in Winslow, New Jersey.
Winslow, New Jersey.
Wow, look at this. Great, great turnout. If we only can get this many people to vote like Chicago,
yeah, well,
we'd be all right.
They're not dead, so they can't really vote like that if they're
so,
in Chicago.
So a little bit on that. Evan Knappen just joined us with Frank Fiammingo from the New Jersey Second Amendment Society. What do you guys think about the contempt vote for Holder, and now the justice system has decided not to try him? Today, that just came out.
Boy, that sounds a little like a conflict, doesn't it?
Yes,
that is Justice Department. But the interesting thing is, if Congress wanted to, they actually have the power to arrest him. The power to arrest.
Won't.
No,
they won't.
But they have the power, and the Supreme Court has actually upheld it. They're going to pursue it civilly to still try to get the documents. But
Evan, seriously, you think they're going to arrest him, and then the steaming pile of crap Chief Justice that we have is going to not overturn everything?
Well, you never know. But here's the thing about this that I was talking with another lawyer about. We were trying to figure out, I'm wondering if this could actually affect cases brought by the Justice Department. Because now, imagine it was a large law firm and the head partner was held in contempt and could be sanctioned criminally, ethically, etc. Does that now taint their ability to represent their client?
You know what?
And so that's something to think about.
You sound great as a lawyer, but our system is broke. And until everything collapses and we start to rebuild and the American people wake up, we're just going to have to get used to this shit.
Hey, look at what we had happen
get
with Obamacare.
Used to this shit?
Yes, we're going to have to get used to it until we can't handle it anymore and the people wake up and we actually do something about it, like voting all new people in. The popularity rate for Congress right now is 27%, but I guarantee you 90% of all incumbents will get reelected in November.
Yeah, they just go in and pull the lever.
Seriously.
I don't know. It's such a sad commentary when we're talking about one of the highest level law enforcement officers of the United States of America has to be held in contempt because he will not cooperate with Congress.
Is it horrible or what?
And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that he's held in contempt because nothing's happening.
Nope.
It's the first time in history.
Yep, first time in history.
The first time in history. So,
and I have to add that every single one of the sleazy Democrats in the state of New Jersey held hands with Pelosi and walked out.
And I tell you, I was talking about this before. This pisses me off. We elected them to vote for us. That's a slap in our face by them walking out.
How would you feel if you were part of the Zapata or the Terry family?
Exactly.
Misadventure. 300. Well, you know what I'm annoyed with? Calling it a botched gun.
Yeah, botched.
Nothing botched.
No,
it's exactly how they planned it.
It was meant to do it. Exactly right.
There's nothing botched about it.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Before we get into national news, I'd like all of our listeners a moment of silence because the Taylor Ham Factory burnt to the ground in Trenton, New Jersey.
You're kidding me.
Yeah. Nope.
What wasn't Taylor Ham?
Oh my God! No, don't say.
Yes, no.
You've got to be kidding.
It was Case Pork Roll burned to the ground.
That is horrible.
Yes, and Governor Hindenburg sent an emergency supply of hard rolls, eggs, and cheese to the factory.
Oh, well, at least we got some of that because
something happened.
Because pork roll,
it burnt to the ground.
It burnt
no
to
way.
The ground.
No
yes,
way.
Now, it wasn't Taylor though. It was Case, their competitor.
So oh, their competitor.
We still have. Taylor
Ham. Taylor is still available.
Yes,
Taylor.
Ma'am.
Oh, okay,
yes,
man. I was really getting that. I was going to start hoarding.
We would. You would see.
I was going to start hoarding.
It would be a black armband around my arm.
This is it. Yeah, or at least look like a fireman's badge. You know the way the pork roll cooks
exactly
in black
right.
When it's yeah,
exactly.
That's
nice.
How I cook it. Like so a fireman.
Yeah. Cut that X little cut there.
So you're saying your pantry would be full of firearms and Taylor Ham.
Taylor Ham. Right. That's it. equipped to survive.
Now I want to talk a little bit. We had a great case in Arizona that we want to talk about. We teach all our kids in our classes, in our Be Prepared classes. Years ago, we told our kids when someone was knocking on the door and no one was home, don't answer.
Correct.
Well, the game has changed now. We teach that when a kid is home alone, this kid right here, if he's home alone, when there's a knock at the door, he has to announce that he's home and tell whoever it is, my father's upstairs sleeping or whatever. Because what they do now is they break in the front door and they come in to rob the house, and they're going to be in the house with your children. Mm-hmm. Well, this happened in Arizona. There was four kids home alone, and the oldest was 14 years old, and the shitbag broke into the house, and he was armed. And the 14-year-old ran up the stairs, and the guy ran after him, and the kid grabbed his father's gun and shot the guy in the chest.
Good
okay?
Time.
Now, if that was New Jersey, the father would have been locked up for leaving the gun accessible to a minor.
What would happen?
Absolutely.
If that was Jersey?
No, you can't allow access,
a minor
to access your loaded firearm, so the father would be in trouble criminally, and they would move to take away his guns as well and prosecute, of course. And however, you know, the son there would also be able to, he would also be subject to criminal charges for a juvenile in possession. However, if your son or daughter is under your, and it does say direct supervision.
So if the father was home.
Right, under your direct supervision, where there may be a little wiggle room here. But yeah, direct supervision, then a minor can possess a firearm, which creates the interesting situation where if you're in your home, there is no exemption or to allow a temporary transfer of a firearm to an adult. So it would be illegal for you to give your wife your handgun.
Yes.
But you could give your 7-year-old daughter the handgun and be okay, but not your wife.
Garden State crazy.
New Jersey gun law.
It makes
a lot of sense.
So it makes sense in New Jersey.
Right.
It's backwards.
So
this kid shot this 37-year-old shitbag who was a career criminal in and out of prison. He was out on bail for another crime. Who knows what he would have done to these four kids, the oldest being 14. He shot him right in the chest. Unfortunately, the guy's going to live.
Yeah.
But in Phoenix, the sheriff that was on the scene commended the kid for doing the right thing.
And taught him.
Okay.
That would
happen
about
here.
Double tap, I hope.
No, he didn't.
No?
That would
have
been great.
Yeah.
When we come back, we're going to talk about some aggressive burglaries that have been happening in New Jersey, a.k.a. home invasions.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
Hit it!
Broadcasting truth from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, but not today yet. We're down in
Bangor's, South Jersey Shooting Club. There's about 100 people here, or close to 100 people. Knapp been signing his great book, The Gun Bible, third edition. Frank Famingo's at the table from the New Jersey Second Amendment Society. That would be NJ2AS. Frank, am I correct?
That is correct. NJ2AS.com.
Okay, you should really join. If you tell me you can't find a domain, bitches, it's NJ2AS.com. Become a member. Frank drove down here today, and he's here to talk about what the NJ2AS does a little later on and interact with Evan Knappen and Sandy and myself. And please, just support NJ2AS.com.
It
I can't afford that more.
It is our Second Amendment Society right here in the state of New Jersey.
Yes.
So if you're bitching about what's going on, you can't get carry, you can't carry a BB gun, they're going to outlaw slingshots and spitballs, then you need to join together, and the organization to do it is NJ2AS.
Yeah, it's definitely time to stop moaning and actually do something about it. I mean,
yeah,
we need people.
Yeah, I'll hold my breath.
I want to address that a little further. Evan, we had a home invasion in Livingston.
Yeah, it's great, too.
What
they
happened?
Say crime doesn't pay, right?
Listen to this.
Except for the fact that the shitbag who robbed the home was driving a Mercedes-Benz as a getaway.
And he punched a woman in the face in Livingston. Kicked the front door in, punched her in the face, took her purse and her jewelry, and fled in a Mercedes-Benz.
Was it a stolen Mercedes-Benz?
No, it was his.
And it was registered to him.
Thank you very much. Now, you take a car that's registered to you, high-profile car, and go do a home invasion.
So we're saying this is a bright crook.
Well, no, this is the state in New Jersey, Frank.
Yeah, that's true. What worries did he have?
Look at what goes on in Wayne, right? There's a rash of burglaries.
60 burglaries in 4 weeks in Wayne.
In Wayne.
60 burglaries. Listen what they're doing. Wait,
did he buy the Mercedes with food stamps? Because they've been accepting them
yes,
for everything.
Maybe
you should buy a Mercedes with
probably.
Them.
All right, probably. So Wayne's got a rash of crime, right? The response of the police department, hold a seminar.
Excuse me?
Hold a seminar.
They had a seminar. 200 residents showed up, and they were just telling them how to be more careful and how to prevent the crime pattern, but they had no real answers.
Yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm. 60 burglaries in
Watch
4 weeks.
Watch each other's
they had
house.
No answers. Listen, you want to talk about that? What about North Jersey? What town was it where they told them about not locking their doors?
Lodi
had a town meeting. The police told the citizens that the crime spree was their fault because they're not locking their car doors. That's why the cars are being
Nothing
stolen.
To do with the fact that there's no cops on the streets.
So they were saying, Lodi is saying that because the law-abiding citizens don't lock their car doors, that's what's enticing the criminals to come into their town. This is where we live. This is how we live now.
So we're thinking that these criminals, these car thieves don't know how to open a car? They don't know how to use. They don't know how to use a jimmy.
Exactly.
Dude, I mean, look at last week. That whole rash of cars that were stolen on Route 17, because they kept their cars running.
The people would go to Starbucks, you know, the Glitterati, and leave their car running with the keys in it, and they come out and their car's not there.
Yeah, but those people need to get their cars.
That's
stolen.
Dumb. Yeah,
yes,
that's
they
just
do.
Dumb.
Of course.
That's just dumb. But that's what they're telling people. We're having forums and we're having meetings to talk about crime. I have a better idea. How about like enforcing the law and burying people and putting them away for real and throwing away the key instead of our catch and release system that we have with our legal system in this country? People that are out, they arrested. Remember the guy we talked about, 5 drunk driving arrests?
Yeah.
He didn't show up for court yesterday. He got locked up this morning, drunk driving, 6th time in 7 weeks, down here in South Jersey.
Well, one of the reasons is our system wastes so much time on law-abiding citizens that they're prosecuting.
Well, because it's easier that way, right?
Just this week, I had a case with a kid who was 16 years old, charged in Burlington County with possession of a handgun, and what he had was an airsoft.
Yeah.
And that's a second-degree crime.
Yep.
And
serious.
He did nothing wrong with it. Did not a thing. No unlawful purpose. And the state kept pushing it and pushing it. I said, look, you know, if you're going to pursue this
for a toy,
I want to know why the state police, who regulate all these gun shops, including Dick's, where this was purchased, allows for hundreds of thousands of these. I go, this makes Fast and Furious look like a picnic. If every airsoft sold in New Jersey is a firearm requiring licensing, yet that was their position. How much time they wait? It's just, and I'm happy to say it was dismissed. Got it dismissed.
But it
took a huge fight.
The court.
I had to wait five conferences with the judge and the prosecutor. They tried amending it to imitation firearm, which requires unlawful purpose. I said, there is no unlawful purpose. And my client is not. Then finally they're saying, well, how about a disorderly purpose? I go,
no.
I'm not, no client of mine is going to plead guilty to possessing a toy. Okay? It just isn't happening. Eventually, boom, they had to dismiss it. But it was absurdity after absurdity. And so this is what they're wasting their time on.
So well, you hit it right on the head. They're crucifying the law-abiding citizens, and the criminals are doing whatever the hell they want. That's what we're dealing with right now.
Right. Well, have a revolving door, catch and release on violent criminals.
But getting real criminals is hard.
Oh, sure.
Charging law-abiding citizens with gun violations, that's easy.
Speaking about law-abiding citizens, how about instead of seminars, the police department hold firearms training classes for the law-abiding citizens?
This is Jersey, Frank. You got a better shot at having Jesus Christ show up on your front lawn with a weed whacker asking you which...
You mean Jesus.
You're going to love this.
Yes.
You're going to love this. Mayor One Gun a Month Healy, they just did a buyback program in Jersey City.
Another illegal buyback, which, as you may recall, I offered a $5,000 reward for anyone who could show me how this is legal. Nobody did it.
At three churches. Three, count them, three churches.
Completely illegal.
Yes, and they brought in tens of guns.
Tens of guns. Tens of guns. Well, I like the guys that went and got $6,000 worth, of gun buyback credit, and then use it to send kids to NRA gun camp.
I love it.
They took all these junkers and clunkers of scrap metal, got $6,000 on the gun buyback, and that's what they did with all the money. Sent all these kids to NRA gun camp.
They found every broken, rusty piece of gun
buyback money. Why is it a buyback? It's not like it originally was a state.
It's not like they sold it. Yeah. Where do you go? To the state? You go to the church to buy your guns now?
Yeah.
I know. When we come back, I want to talk about Mayor One Gun a Month Flip Flop Healy.
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against the state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law, the bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
Now, here's what you do. Take a big bucket of black paint, find a spot in front of your house about 10 feet high, about 20 feet wide, and paint in big letters UGLY, ugly. Now, why would you do that? It's stupid, but that's what some people have with their garage door. It's like a big, ugly billboard in front of their house. Now take a look at yours. If those 4 letters come to mind, then you have an ugly garage door. Solve it by calling Buy-Right Overhead Doors. Buy-Right Overhead Doors is in the business of installing beautiful custom garage doors and helping homeowners end their ugly garage door problems. Just by logging on to buyrightohd.com, you can upload a picture of your garage door so you can see what the right door can do for you. Buy-Right Overhead Doors. expert in all garage door problems, from fixing and installing new openers to even repairing the woodworking around your existing garage door. Byright Overhead Doors. Remove that big black billboard that says ugly in front of your home. 877-711-6100 or visit ByrightOHD.com.
You're listening to the soon-to-be-released Heart of America by Memphis recording star Jerry Alvin Dean, written by Jeff Saxon, a Jersey boy, and produced by John Allen and Richard Berardi, also of Jersey. All regular listeners to Gun for Hire Radio, which says to me, even famous people have no lives.
And we're back at Banger Sports Shop, Queens, New Jersey, at the South Jersey Shooting Club. We're here with Evan Knappen and Frank Flamingo.
Well, I just wanted to bring this up. In Jersey City, while they were having the gun buyback program, 56 guns were being brought back. All of the councilmen and stuff were at the buyback program because Mayor Haley's been down Point Pleasant for the past 5 weeks because they passed a law where the bars have to close at 12, and he's fighting to keep them open until 2.
Oh, nice.
That's where he got locked up twice. Mm-hmm. Well, while they were having the buyback program, one of the councilmen's houses got broken into.
That's great,
and
right?
$3,500 worth of his possessions were stolen. Uh-huh, too bad.
There's no more guns on the street, though.
No.
You know, all those toy guns.
But the shit bags aren't off the street.
No.
That is the problem. It's not the guns. It's the shit bags. You know, Sandy, I got one here for you. You're next, okay? Did you read the story of the 72-year-old guy? Another guy in his building farted, so he pulled a gun on him.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
Okay?
Can you imagine if I was strapped? I'd be walking around. There'd be gunfire every show.
This was in Teaneck.
Right.
This was in Teaneck, this happened.
Yeah.
72-year-old guy had a 32 caliber pistol in his pocket. His neighbor farted. He pulled a gun on him and threatened to shoot him.
That's great.
And he got locked up for it.
That could be cause.
Well,
so you don't want to eat beans in this guy's neighborhood.
Excessive gas, would that be cause, Evan? Or
yeah,
no?
Well,
would
sure,
be,
under
justifiable.
Justifiable. Well, justification. You know, there's a specific, what they call gas clause.
Yes, the flatulence clause.
Right, in flatulence, sure. Yeah, it's there for,
you know,
for just...
causing
situations like this.
Bodily injury.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
You know, we have all of this crime. In Philly, there was just a home invasion where they killed two people.
Yes, but the cops somehow misplaced one of the...
Criminals. They lost the criminal.
Yeah. I hate when that happens.
They were booking him.
I really
and
do.
I don't know.
He
left.
Switched. He said he was somebody else, and he got released.
Yeah.
So they let the murderer back out on the street in Philly.
Which is
that's
Philly.
That's the shit. That we, again, because you're right, because they're busy worrying about law-abiding citizens
right.
in the New York metropolitan area.
Well, but he was
at least
here just
at least they're trying
no,
to
they're
stop
worried about,
airsoft.
They're worried about the size of your big gulp and whether you can have ice cream or not. You know, Emperor, I'm sorry.
Right.
Emperor Bloomberg.
Blooming idiot. Right.
King Mike really pisses me off. So, while we have this wonderful roundtable here, we have a couple of things going on. Frank, NJ2AS, let's talk a little bit about you. And we have an organization that's just broke 2 years old, very active in the state. You guys are at every... 2A type function. You guys are in Trenton for every hearing. What is going on right now? Tell us a little bit.
There's so much going on right now, it's even hard to imagine. We are right at the forefront of everything that's going on. We're very active at a grassroots level. One of the things I think that makes the New Jersey Second Amendment Society stand out is our use of social media. We are very, very into the use of Facebook.
Yeah, you've got a lot going
on. Yeah, we've got a lot of postings going on a daily basis. There's a lot of back and forth commenting activity.
I wish you'd stop poking me on Facebook, Frank.
Ooh, that didn't sound
right. Well, you know, I would say just something. The Second Amendment Society has been great for New Jersey. And one of the things that makes New Jersey stand out, we have such a tough fight, is that you know, we have our state association, which is the Association of Jersey Rifle and Pistol Clubs,
yes.
which are state affiliate for the NRA. And we have New Jersey Second Amendment Society. And you know what? They are not at each other's throats.
No.
They are working together. Right. They're simpatico. They're doing their own things but helping each other. And we are very lucky in New Jersey to have two great organizations that and everyone should belong to both.
Right.
And if you belong to association, you don't belong to Second Amendment Society, you need to join it.
Yeah.
Because they're both pursuing what we all believe in, and they're doing it in a way that is not causing conflict. Because I can tell you, in a lot of other states, there are different gun groups that are at each other's throats. And thankfully,
yeah,
because of great leadership
struggle, right?
in both organizations, right. we don't have that in New Jersey.
And they must
it's
be doing
great.
Something right.
They are doing it right.
Because I can't stand either one of them.
Well, there you go. Well, you know how they feel about you. It's kind of funny.
Yeah, right? The same way.
So, right, Frank, what do you got planned up your sleeve right now? What's going on?
You know, we have a campaign that we are launching right now. You may be familiar, I'm sure you are, with Assembly Bill A-1216 that was introduced by Assemblywoman Linda Stender of District 22.
That's the toy gun.
Well, they actually amended it so that it eliminated the BB guns and the...
Oh.
Yeah, they did, they did. But...
What a wonderful gift.
Yeah, but here's the thing. What she did, her original statement for introducing this bill was to upgrade the penalty for unlawful possession of a firearm on grounds of an educational institution. Now, her...
So the law that we have that prohibits guns everywhere in the state is still not good enough. You have to add an additional law. Isn't that great, Evan?
They wanted to enhance the penalty. Wanted to make it a second-degree crime where it'd be up to 10 years, state's prison,
no parole.
Minimum mandatory, 3 to 5.
Great.
And this has been a major problem for law-abiding citizens throughout the state since it applies currently to handguns and so-called assault firearms. And even with a rifle or shotgun, there's still a minimum mandatory under Graves Act. So if you're any way outside the exemptions, and this is yet another step of creating, of tying the judge's hands, of saying when a law-abiding citizen gets into trouble, it's a horrible, horrible idea. We need to reduce these penalties.
So, Frank, when we come back, we want to know what we have to do besides joining NJ2AS.com. Did you hear that, biatches that are listening? Join NJ2AS.com. Tell them Anthony, Evan, and Sandy sent you.
Cheaper than a back waxing.
A back waxing.
With over 25 years expert knowledge and experience to help you select the perfect firearm, The Bullet Hole has one of the largest firearm selections in the New York metro area, with over 300 handguns in stock. You'll find all the major brands, including Glock, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, Kimber, Sig Sauer, and Springfield Armory. And if you're looking for a hunting or tactical rifle or shotgun, they have an extensive inventory of top brands like Benelli, Bushmaster, Remington, and a full line of police equipment and shooting accessories. And the best part is, you can shoot there too. The Bullet Hole has a 10-port, state-of-the-art, climate-controlled indoor range and is the only indoor range in the New York metro area that can handle anything from handgun to high-powered rifle. The range is bright, clean, and safe with full-time, helpful, certified range safety officers and an air scrubber filtration system, like breathing mountain fresh air, and a large selection of range ammo at really great prices. There's even a full-time gunsmith on staff, and you can even get your New Jersey or Pennsylvania hunting licenses. The Bullet Hole is on Rutgers Street, across from the main Gun for Hire campus, less than 10 miles from Manhattan. And if you're a law enforcement officer or armed security guard and need to qualify, just drop by any Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. No appointment necessary. Find out more on the web at bulletholenj.com or just follow the link from the gunforhireradio.com resource page. The Bullet Hole, North Jersey's gun authority for over 25 years. Come see Manny, Jen, or Jennifer and tell them you heard about them on Gun for Hire Radio.
Fastest growing Second Amendment broadcast in the nation, Anthony. Number one for 57 weeks.
It's unbelievable. Listen, this segment is sponsored by Vista Parking, VistaParking.com. If you're flying in and out of Newark International Airport, see Tom. You park your car, $12 a day, shuttle drivers to the airport. Frank, you use them, right?
I'm using them again. I just set myself up. I'm going on a trip.
Isn't that great?
Absolutely.
All our listeners email me and Tom, the owner, all the time. They love using Napid. We talk about it all the time. If you park in an airport parking lot, criminals know you're not armed because you have to go check in, right?
Right.
So you get robbed at airline parking lots. With Vista Parking, that doesn't happen. You park off-site. His clean, air-conditioned, heated vans take you to the airport. When you land, you call an 800 number. You give your ticket number. They pick you up with a baggage claim, and they bring you right to the airport, right to his parking lot. $12 a day.
That's the way to fly.
VistaParking.com.
And let me tell you something else. They always have really good coupons, so get onto their mailing list, and you'll get sent coupons.
Yeah, and the money you save, you could use to join New Jersey Second Amendment Society, you cheap
Absolutely.
Bastards. So, Frank, tell us what else you're doing.
Look, here's the problem. I just want to say more about that bill. Here's the problem. Obviously, if it really, if this bill that she introduced actually worked to put shitbags, I believe is the word
it's
that you use.
Shit proper.
Bag,
if
yes.
You're
one word.
Technically.
To catch criminals that were in possession, unlawful possession of a firearm on school grounds, no one would have a problem with that. The difficulty is that that's not what it does, because as you mentioned before, Sandy, it's already a second degree felony to be in unlawful possession of a firearm on school grounds. The problem with this is you might be a mom. You're at the range, you get a call on your cell phone from the school nurse who says, hey, your kid's got 103 fever and she's vomiting.
Right.
You need to come right away, pick her up, right? You're going to stop and say, you know, I got to go home first and drop off my firearms? No, you're going to go right to the school, you're going to pick up your child, and you're now a felon. You're a felon subject to 7 to 10 years in prison.
And like
now,
Evan
this
says,
surprises you in New Jersey?
No, but like Evan says, it's much easier to catch a law-abiding citizen than to go after a criminal.
Well, I think the whole idea of this is just to make it so easy for the prosecutor so they don't have to do their job, okay? If you're on school grounds and you have a firearm, regardless of whether it's lawful or unlawful, they don't care. Now they don't have to prove anything. You're there. You are in possession. Therefore, they can put you away.
And then, importantly, why is the prosecutor doing this to me? Why are they enforcing this on me as a law-abiding citizen? I never did anything wrong. And the best answer I can really come up with, if you think about it, they passed the anti-gun law to make it look like you're doing something about crime when they're not.
Right.
Well, that's the same reason it gets enforced and prosecuted. The prosecutors want to look like they're doing something about crime when they're not. So it's all about the appearance of it when in fact it has nothing to do with
sure,
it.
Sure, because an outside non-gun person reading the case is like,
person in
oh,
a schoolyard with weapons or illegal possession of a firearm, and it's because you went over your friend's house to show him your new gun, and it's not under the exemption. I mean, there you go. Over and over we get these cases of law-abiding criminals.
And overzealous
law-abiding
cops.
Law-abiding criminals.
Oh, yeah, law-abiding criminals, right.
Look at what happened today in Mahwah. As we were coming down here today, we're taping on Friday, in Mahwah, there was a murder-suicide for which they called out the frigging SWAT team.
For a murder-suicide?
In Mahwah, because someone reported, the daughter, I believe, said, my father just killed my mother and he's threatening to kill himself. So now they roll the county, Bergen County SWAT team.
Well, the people were already dead, right?
They're dead.
Well, ghost hunters.
He shot her.
They got to bring in, you know.
Right?
Right, yeah.
So they
got to
bring
Bill
in
Murray
SWAT
Bill Murray.
Bill
sure.
Murray.
Yeah, that's it, right.
Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters.
It's
yeah.
ridiculous.
Right.
And here's the mayor praising the fact that both his, it's a good, he's sad that this happened, but he's happy that both his department and the county SWAT team worked together.
And didn't have to shoot anybody.
Or any cadavers. They already took care of that.
Right, right.
That's
that
wonderful.
Good.
For the first time ever, you can get the very same extreme performance gun care system used by U.S. Special Forces, the FBI, Navy SEALs, and Army Rangers. Their guns need to work all the time, no exception. That's why this very special formula was created. And this very same formula is being made available to you. So now, you can get up to 10 times more rounds down range between cleaning and ultra-reliable lubrication in any condition from blistering desert heat to bone-cracking Arctic tundra. For a very limited time, you can get this amazing gun care system at a ridiculous special introductory price of less than $15 delivered right to your door. Use promotion code G1, that's GOLF1, when you call to order toll-free at 877-NRA-GUN-1. That's 877-NRA-GUN and the number 1.
Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick. But just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees. Order 3 and get shipping free. Just follow the link on the gunforhireradio.com homepage.
This segment's brought to you by Prism Electronics. If you need a burglar alarm for your home or closed-circuit TV for your home or business, Prism Electronics.
Maybe Wayne, the city of Wayne, should
use
Dean
them.
At Prism and put alarms at all the residents' houses.
Wow.
PrismElectronics.com. Dean, why don't you go alarm the entire city so that the cops don't have to have forums and meetings.
And Lodi, too. But, oh, wait, they don't lock their doors.
Anymore. That's right. That's their own fault.
So Frank.
What else, baby?
So we've got a lot going on. One of the things, besides the social media, like I said, we have our website. We have a Facebook presence, Twitter, so forth, that we're doing to bring the people, the firearms owning community, into action is we have our monthly meetings. And we've had phenomenal people such as Evan Knapp, and we've had Alan Gura, we've had David Jensen, we've had a lot
Anthony
of people.
Calandro.
Anthony Calandro, master
Evan
firearms trainer.
You had famous
Anthony
people.
I said Evan Knappen before
I'm sorry.
I said
I was paying attention.
I'll do it twice.
I'm watching cartoons on my iPad.
Hey, look. I know the hierarchy.
Sorry, right.
All right, let me just...
He's sitting next to Knappen, that's why.
Knappen's
exactly.
Our most popular guest on the show.
Oh, my.
We get the most downloads when he's on the show, so...
Absolutely, and
I have some stuff for them to download, let me tell you.
Oh, be quiet. All right, you.
just so you know, like, for instance, we have coming up in July, July 18th, we've invited NJ101.5...
oh, wait a minute. Now you're bringing
Dennis
in competition?
Malloy.
No.
Malloy. Dennis Malloy will be presenting on July 18th at our monthly meeting. And we have meetings every month throughout the state. We rotate throughout North Central and South Jersey. And we'll be including some additional areas.
By the way, the NJ2AS is looking for additional areas to host their monthly meetings. I volunteer and give Gun for Hire headquarters in Belleville. Tom's River is given to us because of Tom, and we get the South Jersey Shooting Club because of Atticat. John Atticat gives us the South Jersey Shooting Club. We could use a few more locations to host some meetings, so if you have a place where we can hang and have a few hundred people come in, please let us know. Correct, Frank? Go ahead, Frank.
Yes, and right now we have a serious call to action. What we're asking people to do is to please get in touch with Linda Stender's office. That's Assemblywoman Linda Stender, and you can reach her. Her email address is aswstender, S-T-E-N-D-E-R, at njleg.org.
Go ahead. I'm going to tell you an easier way to do it. Go to the NJ2AS website or go to the NJ2AS Facebook page, and all the info is there. We need thousands and thousands of people to do
call
this
and
so
say,
that we can put their feet to the fire.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay?
Yes, and what you're asking her to do is you're asking her to withdraw her support of Bill A-1216. We want that bill withdrawn.
Frank, thank you so much. We don't go away because Evan is coming back. He's going to talk about a landmark case that his firm had handled. And
oh, this can't wait to hear
about
that. Major impact.
I love it. I'm not even going to take a nap between these segments this time.
You always
I'm gonna
take
stay
a
up.
In between segments. We'll be right back.
This portion of Gun for Hire Radio is being brought to you by Gun for Hire Firearms Academy, America's urban defense institute for over 30 years, with 4 state-of-the-art facilities in New Jersey, 2 of them just minutes from New York City, and Philadelphia. Offering indoor and outdoor training, moving and shooting, tactical weapons training, baton, handcuff, and mace, executive protection training and certification, multi-state CCW permits, and armed security and retired law enforcement qualifications. Gun for Hire Academy is equipped with a state-of-the-art FATS, Firearms Training Simulator, and is the only training facility in the world approved for civilian, force-on-force, simunitions training. Whether you're a beginner who's never touched a gun, or a seasoned professional looking to keep your skills sharp, you'll find something tailored just for you at Gun for Hire. Flying in from out of town? We'll pick you up at the airport. Find out more at gunforhire.com. Train where the pros do. Gun for Hire, America's Urban Defense Institute.
And we're back.
Are we?
Yes,
so,
we are.
Frank Fiammingo sitting in, NJ2AS.com. You better join. A ton of people joined last week, right, Frank? We got a bunch of emails and stuff from people that joined.
Yes, we did.
Evan, tell us about your case. Give us some overview.
Okay, this is really, really exciting because, let me tell you, I've been practicing law in New Jersey for 25 years.
You'd think you'd get it right after all that.
Yeah, I know, but it just got to practice and practice. And finally,
these guys are
one of the worst cases in the history of gun control is Burton versus Sills. It's a New Jersey case that actually is a little dirty secret, and that is that this case, the New Jersey Supreme Court decided that the Second Amendment doesn't apply to New Jersey because of the state constitution not having a Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms, and because the federal constitution did not incorporate the Second Amendment to the state of New Jersey.
Very nice.
What a lot of folks didn't know is that Burton versus Sills went all the way to the United States Supreme Court, and it was affirmed.
It was
by
upheld.
Upheld by United States Supreme
Correct.
Court. So for all these years, New Jersey, as a matter of fact, I could be sanctioned as an attorney for raising the Second Amendment because the case law for the United States Supreme Court said it affirmed that it didn't exist in New Jersey. But I'm so happy to say that thanks to Heller and McDonald, okay, and those major Supreme Court landmark cases, Heller, of course, finding the individual right to keep and bear arms, and McDonald incorporating that right to the state, that we just had for the very first time appellate division decisions, the New Jersey Appellate Division, which is the appeals court, okay, called Blasco, and you can read it online. It's on my website. There's an article about it, evanappin.com. In the Blasco decision, the appellate division ordered the return of our client's guns and his firearms ID card by way of the Second Amendment.
Nice.
Second, for the first, we got them to cite Heller, to cite McDonald, to use it to say that you do not have to have your firearms if you're an adult living in your apartment, cannot be forced to lock up your safety. And they tried to take away his gun rights because they said, oh, his guns were not locked away in a safe, even though
he lived alone in a third floor apartment, and his guns were out in his own home. He lived alone in a third floor apartment, and they tried to get him with negligence with his guns. Right.
And here, and when what happened was the maintenance man came in, and they, it's a fun case because rarely do you have a case that actually involves a 4-foot alligator and a boa constrictor.
I know.
And they did allege assault fire possession, but there was no assault. He ends up getting his charges handled, all done, and
so
packed
now,
away with no conviction.
So now
and,
you,
yeah.
Go ahead, I'm
so
sorry.
So what happened was we got the appellate division to reverse the trial court's decision, by the way, and order the return and utilizing for the first time, I've waited 25 years prior to see this, we've now got a crack in the wall of the Second Amendment having an application to New Jersey. If you look out the window, you'll see those pigs with wings because they're flying, because it finally has happened. And so hopefully now the floodgate will open and we'll see more and more cases in which New Jersey gun laws and gun owner rights are enforced in this state and the Second Amendment comes to life doing it.
This is a first.
Now, did you at least get a pair of alligator shoes out of that? Did you at least for
Let me also say this case was NRA funded too. They helped with this case, and which is nice when you do the Friends of NRA dinner. It helps to fund cases that are important like this too.
I donate every year to the Civil Rights.
And here the NRA made an absolute difference, and this case is going to make precedent.
still fighting crime the old-fashioned way? Now cut crime in half the time with a fast, easy money-saving solution. Introducing the Shitbaggerator, this year's all-new crime deterrence marvel from the makers of Gun for Hire Radio. The Shitbaggerator's compact design makes it quicker and easier to use than jail cells, parole boards, lethal injections, or those costly, outdated electric chairs. Cut jail overcrowding in a flash. That's right. Clear out entire cell blocks in a fraction of the time it takes to process an appeal. Just park your Shitbaggerator in the town square, open the lid, and drop the shitbag in. It's that simple. There's no wrong way to use it. Back and forth, side to side, round and round, shitbags go in and come out as a mound. Super sharp, stainless steel blades that never need sharpening do all the work. Slice shitbags so thin, they only have one side. Built strong to last, they slice through even the toughest shitbags. Murderers, rapists, child molesters, no problem. Just set it to high, and the Shitbaggerator's powerful patented motor will handle them three at a time. No muss, no fuss, no bogging down. Just pop the top, drop them in, and watch as the powerful counter-rotating blades pull any size shitbag through at 2 feet per second. Amazing! Cleanup is a breeze. Just rinse with a fire hose or run it through the car wash. There's even a pulse setting for serial offenders. Save up the worst and delight the crowds on the 4th of July. Who needs fireworks when you've got the Shitbaggerator? And it's portable, so you can take it anywhere. Why spend thousands on expensive housing, food, healthcare, and cable TV bills when you can get the speed, quality, and functionality of the Shitbaggerator for less? Order today, and you can get your very own Shitbaggerator just in time for Founders Day. But wait, there's more. For a limited time, we'll send you 4 additional sets of special stainless steel blades that never need sharpening. So now you can chop, slice, dice, and cube. The Shitbaggerator and 4 specialty blades, all for the same low, low price. Unbelievable. So don't wait. Call and get yours today.
The Shitbaggerator is available only at Gun for Hire Radio. Operators are standing by.
It may be a first for the Second Amendment case, but it's not a first for you, Evan. This is the second landmark case that you've won.
Oh, yeah. We've been doing a lot of work lately, and things have been popping, so we're glad to see it happening.
Yeah,
and
we're glad to have you.
Do you know how lucky we are to have Evan Knappen on
our
side?
Oh, please.
Let me tell you.
No, really, we are. And I'll tell you, he's a sponsor on the radio show. He's one of the first sponsors. And as you hear this commercial, you know, I need a lawyer. But Knappen.com, I mean, if you need an expungement, if you've been denied a permit, if you've been pulled over and arrested for anything, you get in touch with Knappen and his firm. Let me tell you something.
Yeah, don't go to a trial lawyer or a regular lawyer.
No.
Your life is on the line in this.
Everybody I refer to Evan's firm for the past 15, 18 years.
Never speaks to you again.
No. Right. No one's ever come back and said, I got a raw deal. All I ever hear is positive things. Right. And I was so excited when he became a sponsor over a year ago.
Yeah.
And to have access to you, to have you, yeah. I know we're
if I ever had a disgruntled client, I use the Shitbagger. That's why you never heard from him again.
Nice.
That's all. It works well. That's a really good tool.
To have you
tool.
Accessible to us. To have you, I mean, right. Frank breaks his ass to bring Flygora in and this thing and that thing, but we have you right here and
I'm
to have
here.
Access to you.
And that's why I'm dedicated, really, to this issue, and it means so much to me. And anytime I can help folks, that's why I'm here. Look, I could go be a personal injury attorney or something else like that.
And chase ambulances.
This is what I believe in, right? And this is why
well,
I do
that's why
it.
I believe you're so good at it, because you are a collector, you
I
are
am.
A gun guy.
I'm part of the gun culture.
About it. You're passionate
that is
about
true.
It.
Yeah.
That's
I am.
Right.
I believe
right.
in it, and this is why, you know, we're there gun
now,
owning. Yes.
Now, another ruling or something came out with our a new AG's name on it. What was
okay,
that?
Okay, what happened, there's, of course, New Jersey through the State Association and with Citizens Committee as well, there's a challenge to our carry laws, and That is a federal challenge to New Jersey's carry license law. And the new attorney general, in a brief which you could read in opposition to this on appeal, basically put forward the position that the Second Amendment does not apply outside of the home. So the
it
battle
doesn't matter
lines,
what Heller said. Does, well, doesn't matter what McDonald
said. No. These are the battle lines. So you would think that Heller, because to me, look, what's constitutional carry? If you can keep it, you can bear it.
Right.
That means if you can have it, you can carry it.
Right.
But apparently our Attorney General says, no, you can have it, you can only have it, but you can't carry
it. Can't use it, can't carry it, can't show it.
What good is, you know, And so for some reason, and I never understood this, for some reason our lives are worth less when we leave our home.
Yes.
Why is that? Did you know you devalue as soon as you
only
step out off your property?
Only in New Jersey.
You're suddenly your life doesn't have the same value anymore. You can't protect it. Why is that?
When Christie was elected, I had no faith in him. And when he appointed Chisaya as the AG, I said it, right, Sandy?
Yes,
I said
he's
not going to be a friend of gun owners because he's a friend of Christie's, who's a rhino, Republican hothead in name only. R-H-I-N-O, okay? So here we have Governor Hindenburg and our new AG, who is not, I could say that, because I'm challenged height-wise, too. the insurance scale said if I was 8'4", I'd be the perfect weight. So here we have a new AG. He's a Republican appointee, and he does not believe in the Second Amendment either. If the people in New Jersey are not pissed off at this, I don't know what's going to piss us off.
Well, you need to go to our website. Go to gunforhireradio.com. Check to see that you're registered to vote. And you can register to vote. You can also check to see if your neighbor's registered to vote, or the loudmouth at the shooting club who's always bitching and moaning about the guns and the gun laws. Make sure he's registered to vote. The sad part about it is 15% of the people in the United States who think that they're registered are not, in fact, legally registered. And 30% of so-called conservatives are not even registered to vote. That's sad. I guarantee you it's even higher in New Jersey.
Sure.
So stop bitching and moaning. Make sure you get registered.
That can't be emphasized
enough.
You cannot
vote if you're not registered, unless, of course, you live in Chicago.
Correct. Or if you're an illegal alien.
Or illegal alien.
Or dead.
Yes, or a felon.
Or dead.
Right.
Or a Democrat of any kind.
Yeah, the dead just have great voting records. Yeah.
They do. They do. It's amazing.
So here we are. So tell us more about this.
What happened is down in Maryland, there was a case that found the opposite and invalidated Maryland's provision that's very similar to the key problem in New Jersey when it comes to getting a license to carry. That key problem is being able to show justifiable need. Justifiable need was essentially taken by the court and twisted into a virtual impossible standard where you have to show that carrying a handgun is necessary for your defense, and you have to show that you are subjected to threats of serious bodily harm or injury to you personally. In effect, what they did was take the standard for self-defense, justification, use of force, and require you to prove self-defense before needing it.
Nice.
And
a
virtual
nice.
Impossible. Mm-hmm. And they did it by taking the word justifiable need and say, oh, look at the word justifiable. Hey, that looks like justification. They must mean this. And then applied the standard of that, which is so high and so extreme that it creates legal fiction.
So in New Jersey, if I'm murdered, I could get a carry permit.
Sure. And vote.
And vote.
So
and
this
vote.
Is the thing.
But that, only you know, after you're dead.
So, but that's how it works. Yeah, you basically have to meet this ridiculously high standard so that what happens is it becomes a very arbitrary process and only the elite get the carry license with some exception for certain law enforcement and security, et cetera. So it's just incredibly tight over that control. And yet, an individual looks at the gun law and might think, oh, this looks reasonable, till you see, and I'm going to call it evil because it is evil, the evil that the court did. The evil that they did in taking that phrase and using that as the methodology to, in effect, screw us out of our gun rights.
So are we headed to the Supreme Court now?
Well, what will happen is, depending on how the appellate decision comes down, if they do invalidate the provision and find the carry law unconstitutional or in portion or in full, it'll depend on what the decision is. But what we have is an adversary on the other side who isn't even extending the Constitution beyond your front door. And these are the people that are supposed to be protecting the Constitution,
right?
But instead, they're not.
They swore to uphold the Constitution but only when it suits their purpose.
Right. And this is, and right. So this causes, and look at what's happened to our rights in New Jersey, but, you know, incrementally, we are gaining them back incrementally because of great groups like Second Amendment Society and the Association or State Association.
And the NRA
and
the SAF.
And this show, no joke, this show has tremendous influence of getting the great listeners to this show to do things. The listeners of this show are very motivated.
Yes,
and it makes a huge difference. And you start to see we lost our rights incrementally. We're going to have to gain them back incrementally, but we're doing it. We are doing it.
Yeah. And you know, Evan, the thing that amazes me is that they complain. You talk to the police departments, and they're talking about how the carjacking is going through the roof. Well, of course, if your right to keep and bear arms stops at your doorstep, then you're going to get carjacked. Because it's an easy way for criminals to make a buck.
Absolutely. And, you know, Florida saw it where they targeted the rental cars, remember?
Right.
Because they knew they were unarmed.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Florida, of course, now they have the carry.
Right. And that was the reason that they got carry passed.
Exactly.
But what the hell is going on here in New Jersey? I mean, there are so many murders that are happening right now. Assaults. Women with children are being attacked left and right. You've got councilmen being robbed. We don't even have statutes against
New Jersey has caused
punching in her face.
New Jersey gun law and the enforcement of it and the lack of allowing us a right to carry, is killing people.
Yes.
Okay, more people are dying.
More
there
people.
Is blood on the hands of anyone who supports this law.
Absolutely.
Okay? Blood on their hands, and if it was not, lives would be saved, crimes would be averted, violent offenses, rapes, etc. would be significantly lower, as been proven time and time again in every state that allows citizens to do it.
That's
so blood is on the hands of the folks in New Jersey that pursue these laws against our rights.
Last week or the week before, we went over the FBI uniform crime statistics. Violent crime went down almost 5 points across the country except the Northeast.
Now, how could that be?
Yeah.
Except the Northeast. Well, like Christie says, we can't have carry permits because we're different.
Yeah, we're different.
We're two guns.
We're knuckle draggers, apparently.
We're different, for sure. So, again, what do we do, Evan?
What do we do? Well, basically what we are doing, we have great groups like Second Amendment Society.
Look at the turnout tonight here.
And look at this here. And it's up to individuals. We can't emphasize it enough. So many times, even one individual makes the difference.
Yes.
I mean, you got to get involved. Gun owner apathy is out there. There's an apathy. We all have seen it.
Frank,
we
got to
overcome the apathy.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
We had more and more numbers of folks. And
understand
and
that the
listen.
Other side is very well organized.
Right.
The other side is a powerful force.
They are. And they also have the media support.
Well, that's yes.
Them.
Of course.
You know, they have
the
big money,
George
Soros
money,
the Joyce Foundation, et cetera, pursuing these agendas against our rights.
Funding junk science, studies.
Yeah.
And we are trying to beat an emotional attack with fact. And we're falling apart. And throughout the country, gun owners fight with each other. Rifle owners don't give a crap if handguns are banned. Handgunners don't care when they come after assault rifles.
And the hunters don't like to play with us at all.
Right.
The hunters are hardly ever mobilizing with Second Amendment.
It's very
rights.
Difficult to get
hunters
motivated.
Hunters do not want to fight with us, for the most of the hunters. There are hunters that belong to our organizations, but very few.
But guys, it is changing, and it's changing because of shows like this.
You guys are changing.
And if I can mention just quickly, one thing that people can do to keep educated about what's going on is we just instituted email alerts. So I would ask all your listeners to sign
up
for our email alerts. It's free. Doesn't cost you anything. www.nj2as.com. You know, at least sign up for the email alert so that you will be kept informed of what's going on.
My last back waxing was $60. It only cost me $35 to join the NJ2AM.
It took four people. Why? Sandblasting is expensive. But seriously.
It was bead blasting.
If it's $35, if you don't care enough about your Second Amendment rights to spend $35 on NJ Tour.
Yeah, less than two boxes of ammo.
Let's put it in perspective.
Right?
90 million gun owners in this country, 4 million members of the NRA.
Yes, right.
Okay? So why can't we do it a little differently in New Jersey? You know, we have a million gun owners in New Jersey. If we could get a quarter of a million to join the NJ2AS, we could march on the State House and do whatever we want,
right,
which would be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. The next governor would be anybody
we
want.
Need to do. Then we would be different.
Correct.
We would be different. Yes, that's right.
But all the people listening tonight that didn't come here to Bangers, where we have about 100 people, I got Gary Smith drove from...
It's actually more
Linden.
Now. People are sitting on the
Bob
floor.
I got Bob Petty drove from... I got a guy drove from Bergen County. Bob Petty drove from Bergen County. Byron Pohl drove. We got people who drove from all four corners of the state. But we need 10 times this, 100 times this. You know, we got guys like Evan Knapp and Frank Fiamingo. Yeah, me and Sandy playing around here on the radio. But we have people really volunteering their time and effort to do this. We just need more people. You have to reach out to your friends, get passionate. Otherwise, we might as well just have spray paint. Welcome spray painted on your back and become a friggin' welcome mat and let our politicians walk all over us, because that's what's happening right
now. That's what they're doing right now.
They're
laughing
all
at
over us.
They've been laughing at us for years and years and years and years. They're finally starting to take notice.
Don't we care for our children and our wives and our family and our elderly, family members? Don't we care for them? Why are we just letting these shitbags and savages do whatever they want in our state? I mean, every day.
Shitbags and savages, you're talking about the New Jersey Assembly, right?
Well, that's, the Assembly, too.
I see.
The ones that are alive. So, the ones with a pulse.
The ones with a pulse.
But I'm serious. I don't understand. What point are we going to get to when people are going to get pissed off when they're knocking on our doors and taking our guns, or when the criminals are knocking on our doors and we're just handing them our stuff?
They're getting there. People are starting to get pissed off.
Listen,
I'm seeing it more and more.
We had a councilman in West New York that was robbed a few weeks ago. He said he was robbed. The reason he was robbed for his gold chain at gunpoint was because the price of gold was so high. That was the reason why he was robbed.
Yeah,
Evan,
has nothing to do.
Is high. It had nothing to do with criminals on the street.
We blame
the
price.
The guy was out on two bails already for violent crimes, and he committed this one on his third bail.
Well, they couldn't fit him in because Evan, Evan was taking
gold,
up
gold
the
lower.
Gold
yeah,
lower.
I guess,
yes.
Was the price of gold.
What's
and
wrong
then,
with
then
you?
Then he added that he said if people had jobs, we'd see less crime.
Yeah.
Listen, crime is always going to exist. Criminals are lazy. They don't like to work. Okay? Much easier to hold somebody up or break into your house. What do you want? What are you signaling me for?
I'm signaling because we're coming to the end of our show.
Well, I want to say happy 4th of July to all of our listeners and
patriots
out there.
You better.
I'll join you on that.
I also want to thank Frank Fiamingo, NJ2AS.com. Join, please.
And Evan Knappen.
Evan Knappen.com.
Oh, I love
coming
on this show, guys.
He's, we normally eat the elephant one bite at a time. He's taking a chunk at a time out of the elephant.
That's it.
In the Second Amendment in New Jersey.
And when are we going to start shooting automatic weapons at your house? That's what I want to do.
I want to do it.
Anytime.
You can do it.
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's leave today.
Let's go now.
You can go.
Let's go now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I want to thank Bangers and the South Jersey Shooting Club for hosting us. I want to thank each and every one of you who came down here tonight. It's 100 degrees out. The place is full. You can hear the noise of the chatter and the chit-chat in the background. These are all patriots here, men and women and children alike. I want to thank them all. Also, do you want me to talk about my school?
Please.
Okay, Guns for Hire, 6 locations and mobile. On July 15th, defensive pen class in Belleville. Learn how to kill somebody with a big pen.
Nice.
On 7/22, Urban Carbine 1 and a concealed carry class for all CCW, non-resident, resident holders in Cedar Grove. That's a new class. On July 28th, we have Home Invasion 1 and Home Invasion 2, which is Simunitions Force on Force. On July 28th, NRA refused to be a victim. That's a good place. You know, in New Jersey, we run and cower. Maybe you'll learn how to fight back. On October 13th, Evan, save the date, October 13th in Edison at the Rosewood, the State Association and NJ2AS and Gun for Hire, we're all going to be at the NRA dinner, FNRA dinner.
Oh,
the
that
yearly
sounds
banquet,
awesome.
600 people.
And Anthony's buying
us tickets. I got a question
about
your ballpoint pen course.
Yes.
Does it end pointless writing?
It ends pointless writing.
All right.
Also, don't forget, Gun for Hire has an app called Group Therapy. Check it out and learn how to improve your shooting. We also offer Utah and Florida non-resident carry permits in 6 locations and everywhere throughout the state. If you're Gun for Hire alumni, you can retake any course for half price. Again, happy 4th of July, and thank everyone for sacrificing their night to be here. Thank you and have a nice day.
Well, you did it again. You wasted another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production.
The music used in this broadcast is managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, and the licensed broadcast music incorporated. I'm Sandy Berardi. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, Evan Knappen, Frank Fiammingo, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we do thank you for listening. See you next week. My home is a bed.